Heidi by Joanna Spyri, first published in 1881. This book is read by Frances Cassidy. Chapter 1. Up to the Allmunkle. From the old and pleasantly situated town of Mayenfeld, a path leads through green, shady meadows to the foot of the mountains, which look down from their majestic heights upon the valley below. As the footpath begins to slope gently upwards, the fragrance of the nearby heath, with its short grass and vigorous mountain plants, fills the air. Then the way becomes more rugged, and the path rises steeply toward the Alps. One bright, sunny morning in June, a tall, sturdy-looking girl of this mountainous country climbed the narrow mountain path, leading a child by the hand. The little girl's cheeks were aglow, and the bright crimson shone even through her brown, sunburnt skin. This was not surprising, for in spite of the scorching sun, the child was wrapped up as though for protection against bitter frost. She wore two, if not three, frocks, one on top of the other, and in addition a big red shawl was tied all around her body so that her little five-year-old figure was scarcely discernible. In her heavy, nailed mountain shoes, she toiled laboriously up the slope. The two figures had been climbing from the valley for about an hour when they reached the hamlet called Dörfli, which is situated halfway up the Alm. Here they were greeted with friendly calls from every doorway, for this was the girl's birthplace. But she hurried on until she had reached the last of the scattered little houses, and as she passed, a voice called from the doorway, "Wait for me, Tete, if you're going up, and I will come too." She stood still, and the child let go of her and sat down on the ground. "Are you tired, Heidi?" asked the older girl. "No, I am hot, though," answered Heidi. "We shall soon reach the top now. If you can be brave and walk strongly for a little longer, we shall get there in an hour," said Tete.